This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Hello, hello. Welcome back. Come state oggi? Spero tutto bene. Today is February 13th, 2024, and welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Allora, iniziamo oggi con il classico translation challenge, and that's the same way we start every episode. So, my challenge for you today is: quando ti renderai conto che fare gli errori è un bene, inizierai a migliorare. I know this sentence is a little bit long. Let me read it to you a couple more times. Come diresti in inglese? Quando ti renderai conto che fare gli errori è un bene, inizierai a migliorare. That is the sentence today. And at the end of today's episode, I am going to explain in detail why I translated it the way I did. So, let's start off today's episode with one big thing. And if you're listening to this podcast, you might be listening because you want to improve your English. That's the entire point. As I have said many times, this podcast tries to be a bridge from, oh my God, I cannot understand English at all, to, you know what? I can understand English pretty well. I might not understand everything, but I can understand English. And that's why I like making episodes every single day. I like giving you guys an opportunity to practice your listening in English. And by the way, I am American, so you can trust that I'm speaking a very nice, proper, standard English. So, speaking of learning a language, I wanted to just give you guys one little reflection point. And the key word today is confidence. I know, it seems banal, it seems cliche. Everyone knows that confidence is important in life. But when we talk about learning a language, confidence is truly the key. You have to be confident if you're going to learn a language. If every single day you go to study English, you say, "Sì, però il mio inglese fa schifo." Maybe your English does suck. Maybe your English is terrible. But do not start with that mentality. That mentality is detrimental. It will ruin any chance you have at getting better at English. If, on the other hand, you say, "Honestly, my English..." Actually, you know what? I don't even want you to say my English isn't good. I want you to believe that you're only getting better and better. So maybe you can say, "Yeah, I'm getting better at English. I'm working on it. I'm trying to improve. I'm practicing." That is already a way better attitude than, "Oh, my English sucks." And speaking specifically about confidence, confidence means you don't really care what other people think. You believe in yourself. You believe in your ability. If you want to learn English, you believe you can do it. And an even stronger form of confidence would be, instead of believing, knowing. You know you can do this. You know that if you practice, you're gonna get better. Sure, it might be a long process. Learning a language is a journey, and it's about the journey, not the destination. But you know that on your journey, you're constantly getting better. It might be slow, but you're constantly getting better because you're practicing. and you know you're going to keep getting better. Confidence also helps with mistakes. If someone makes a mistake, there are two possible reactions. Reaction one is, oh my God, I made another mistake. Look at me. I'll never learn this damn language. It's so difficult. I made another mistake. That's the first mentality. The second mentality is, oh, I made a mistake. Why did I make this mistake? Do I understand what the mistake is? How can I avoid this mistake in the future? Okay, now I understand why it's a mistake, and I'll do my best not to make the same mistake again. Think about the difference between those two mentalities. One is, ecco là, ho sbagliato di nuovo, raga, cavolo. And the other mentality is, okay, ho sbagliato, that's true. But ho anche imparato, I learned something as well. And maybe I'll make the same mistake literally 100 times. Which, by the way, is normal. It's actually not normal to make a mistake only once. Maybe it takes the same mistake 100 times to learn it. So even if you don't learn something from a mistake, you can say, well, there's mistake number one. If I make the same mistake 99 times, I'll understand the rule. And guess what? You have to make the same mistake 99 more times. It's actually comparable to chess. In chess, you can make the same mistake 100 times, but maybe the 101st time you realize, wait, I've seen this. I've seen this 100 times, and only now do I realize what to do and how to do it, how to play, or in the case of a language, how to say this sentence. Confidence is the key. You have to believe that you can do it. You have to believe that progress is genuinely possible. And once you start believing that, and once you start taking steps up the English mountain, you're taking steps up the English mountain. And you're going higher and higher. So it sounds cliche, but never give up and just be confident. Believe that you're going in the right direction. You're putting in the time, you're listening, you're speaking, you're studying grammar, you're learning vocabulary. Keep repeating that in your system. You have a system, you keep repeating it, you're climbing the English mountain, and you're gonna get higher and higher and higher. Confidence is the key. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, let's transition over to today's question of the day. Today's question of the day is not really relevant to today's one big thing, but anyway, the question is, what was your dream job as a kid? Did you guys have a dream job as kids? Something you dreamt about being one day? And to be honest, I didn't really have specifically a dream job that lasted for years and years and years. But at times, there were jobs that I dreamt of. And maybe the funniest one that I remember is becoming a taxi cab driver, tassista in Italian. And it was probably when I was in middle school, and I just thought being a taxi cab driver would be cool. You get to drive around the city. You get to meet a lot of people. Maybe you have interesting conversations with these people. Maybe you're listening to music in the car. I had never really driven, and I thought wow, driving seems so fun. Driving around the city seems awesome. And on top of that, getting to meet new people, getting to kind of be free. I'm not in an office, for example. That idea was interesting to me. And that's why my dream job for a couple years was to become a taxi cab driver. After going to New York, I saw the chaos, and I respect the taxi cab drivers in New York City. I think they actually have stressful jobs. But I think I was like, oh, this job's stressful. And ultimately, I did not become a taxi cab driver, as you guys know. I became an English teacher, which I'm very happy about. And how about you? Did you have a dream job as a kid? Once again, you can feel free to leave a comment on my YouTube page. Each podcast is posted there as well. And with that being said, guys, let's continue to the answer for today's translation challenge. So let me remind you that the sentence was, quando ti renderai conto che fare gli errori è un bene, inizierai a migliorare. And now you can see why that is today's translation challenge. Let me read that one more time. Quando ti renderai conto che fare gli errori è un bene, inizierai a migliorare. Now, briefly, before I give you guys the answer to this, I just want to remind you in a very friendly way that yes, I'm a real English teacher. I love teaching grammar. I love motivating my students. And if you want to be my student, you can. My online school is called Bringlese Academy. I have around 1,000 students, and I always am happy to receive more. We even have a free trial, so there's really nothing to lose. So if you want to be my student, you can. My school is called Bringlese Academy. All right. So the answer to today's translation challenge is, when you realize that making mistakes is a good thing, you'll start improving. When you realize that making mistakes is a good thing, you'll start improving. So in Italiano, abbiamo iniziato quando ti renderai conto. Rendersi conto, in inglese, to realize. E notate che non l'ho coniugato nel futuro, perché anche dopo la parola will, se parliamo del futuro, si lascia comunque nel present tense. Per questo, when you realize, non when you will realize, perché non si mette il futuro dopo when. Quando ti renderai conto che fare gli errori è un bene, fare gli errori è un sostantivo adesso. Non è un verbo che stiamo coniugando. Quando un verbo è un sostantivo, prende la forma ing. When you realize that making mistakes, comunque fare errori, make mistakes, not do mistakes, is a good thing, è un bene, quindi è una buona cosa, it's a good thing, inizierai a migliorare, qui il futuro ci va molto bene. You'll, quindi you will, you'll start improving. Ultima cosa, dopo start, se c'è un altro verbo, la forma più comoda sarà la forma ing, quindi you'll start improving. Anche se un infinito va bene anche dopo start, you'll start to improve. Decisamente va bene anche. When you realize that making mistakes is a good thing, you'll start improving. Very nice sentence. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to have you listening to my podcast. So thank you so much for that. And if you liked today's episode, you could join me again tomorrow, which, by the way, it's Valentine's Day. So to all the lovers out there, come back tomorrow. And let's do it again. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and I'll talk to you in about 24 hours. Peace out, everybody. Have a good one.